You got anything to talk to me about?
What?
You got anything to talk to me about?
Yeah. What do you want to talk to think? What do you have in mind?
Well, I just anything you want to talk to me about, I want to talk to you.
Well, I don't bother you, but you got something to say.
You don't bother me. I always feel a little better after I talk to you. Learn something.
I wish that were so. Well, one thing I want to talk to you about is immediately growing in this cultural center matter. Maybe I sent Mike a memorandum out of city to bring to you.
I think he's got it in his hand.
I had talked to Stevens, and I imagine you know all I know about it. I talked to Feldman, Pat McNamara, chairman of the committee, and we kind of pushed it along. I lost the time to drive it with you.
I think what you ought to do is take this bill. Has he talked to you about the matching thing?
Yeah.
I think that's the one to do it. I'd take it as an amendment to your bill and see what you can do with it. I told Larry O'Brien to check out those committee members. So you would make it a tribute to him and not a running out on him.
Well, I talked to Pat about the general idea, and I told Mike today that, of course, anything you all wanted in the way of an amendment, it was underway, and it could just substitute.
That's right.
Whatever was agreed on, it was done.
All right.
Matching up to a maximum of 25 minutes is what I would want.
Yeah. What I think we ought to do is be very careful that we do not let some people think that we're using his name to raid the treasury to do something for the District of Columbia that they otherwise wouldn't do. And I told Larry O'Brien, check it out with the authorizing committees, McNamara and Buckley, and check it out with the Appropriations Committee, and then see what we could stand and how far they'd go. And then let's go. But he hadn't given me a report, and I'll ask him that in the morning. And I want you to come in and see me in the next 2 or 3 days. How are you getting along on foreign aid?
Our conference was interrupted, but we were doing all right. But then we resumed tomorrow afternoon. It'll be come out about 3:06.
That's good.
And the two important amendments.
Yeah.
And the population control. I don't. The way we talked about the population control preliminarily, the only one of the House members, all the Senate members, were all right. The only one is blocked. I think they're going to come around. And not a word was said about that, I may say, in the debate. Nobody, there were 63 amendments, not a one of them related to them. I think they all are reconciled.
All right, I'll have Larry O'Brien keep in touch with you about the Cultural Center, depending on what he hears. You keep in touch with us and let me know what happens on your conference on your foreign aid. And let me know anything else that I need to know. And if I don't hear from you, I know that you got everything taken good care of for me.
Well, I think that conference will come out about 3:06.
Good. Yeah. We looks like to me our administration of this Alliance for Progress is in pretty bad shape. Looks like to me the OAS is in bad shape. Looks to me like it. We need some good leadership both those fields. I wish you'd think about some real top young fellows that might help us.
I didn't know whether you were ready to talk about next year's foreign aid bill or not. I want to talk to you about that whenever you have time.
Well, I'm not right now, but I want to before long. I want to make a little better study of the thing. And
I talked to several people about some way to avoid this kind of fight every year. We've got 100 secretaries of state over it now. Every damn one I'm going to put on the agenda. And I think we've got to do something about insulating a major part of that kind of attack. Around the administration, so many restrictions they just can't offer.
We got one of the things, we got weak personnel over there, and they got a bunch of vacancies and aid assistants. Well, you know any good administrators? I'd like to know them.
Well, they're hard to find on you. You know that.
Yeah.
My God, I can't even keep a staff. Somebody's always raiding my staff. I've lost another good man.
Well,
we lost my AA. They all come in here. They pay them for it. We pay them.
Well, I'd like to take some of them away from you myself.
Right. I'm down to the phone. Of course, Marcy's on leave. They just hired away Yingling from me and had him.
Who in the hell did that?
Thank you.
Oh, hell with him.
Well, Christ, they pay him $35,000. We can't pay him $16,000.
Well, that's terrible.
He got three children. He just paid his
kids. Is Betty still living with you?
Yeah, just barely.
Give her my love.
You will.
And I'll be, I wish you'd tell me what you think we ought to be doing in Cuba.
I don't think you ought to do stir that up, any. I think I think this election sounds good, is what I heard of it today in Venezuela. I think the goddamn thing ought to be let alone, that is what is the moment. I think if you stir it up, I think it's going the wrong way for them.
Well, they're shipping arms all over the damn hemisphere.
Well, that we ought to stop.
All right.
I thought you meant about going into here.
No, I'm not getting ready to do Benny Bay of Fake Steel. I'm just trying. No, I'm just asking you what we ought to do to pinch their nuts that
we're
not doing.
You what we're doing.
Why don't you give me a one-page memo on what you'd do if you were president about Cuba?
Well, you mean that exclusive of any direct interference?
I mean what you'd do if you were president about Cuba. Inclusive or exclusive or anything, just what you'd do. And get your good brain to working, I'd like to look at it and see.
Well, I better wait till I get the foreign aid out of my head.
All right. Now, what about the Vietnam?
Well, I just think that is a hell of a situation there. I always hear a lot more talk, but I'm goddamn I think that hope. That is for a complete, well, a complete victory, I think. I think you've got a miracle man in this fella. I'm not really enough aware of the new characteristics of it, but I think the whole general situation is against us as far as a real victory. I think that this idea of some kind of a semi-neutralized area, which they'll keep out, by that I mean Chinese, by taking it over, but we'll have to go in a hard delivery about the best we can hope for. You don't want to send a whole lot more men in there, I don't think. But I think I give this new man a chance to see what they can do for a little while. I wouldn't do anything.
Why did you send Lodge out there, for God's sake?
Huh?
Why did you send Lodge out there, for God's sake?
That's a political.
I just think he's got things screwed up good, is what I think.
I think it's almost a hell of a situation. Well, some things you can't do anything about. Maybe you want to go all out. I don't believe you. Had that up about Laos, you remember.
Yep.
Everybody voted against it.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we haven't got 30,000 troops in Laos. Long time in the war there. It's not worth it, in my opinion.
Okay, my friend. God bless you, and I'll be talking to you later, and come in and see me when you get a moment.
Okay, well, anytime it's just you have a moment, why? Get our thoughts together on it. I've been too preoccupied with foreign aid as you have.
Well, spend some time on Cuba for me.
Okay.
A little bit on Vietnam, too.
They're the top.
What would happen if I moved Lodge?
Well, I wouldn't do it right away.
Be missed. Be...
I don't know. See, I'm not current on the exact situation, but just for political reasons. Otherwise, I think you'd put their party for that. Sort of conciliate.
Who does he satisfy?
Well, I assume there's some elements in the Republican Party. There's some of them that he's marrying. I assume that's the reason. I wasn't consulted about that.
Okay, my friend. Good night.